motorists making their way into the North Yorkshire village of Moorsham should be receiving a shock, because there's a scarecrow on the edge of the village and it's pointing a gun at them. This is PCSPD. It's a scarecrow which has been designed to slow down the traffic. It's pointing a gun, not a speed gun, an actual gun, or at least a toy version of an actual gun. And PCSPD, her fitness and beauty regimes may have lapsed a little bit. She's kind of sinking to her knees. Her head's kind of fallen over a little bit. It could be a trendy 80s style fashion, but the way her straw is pouring out from underneath her hat, it doesn't suggest that her personal grooming is working particularly well. But the main parts of the design are still there. There's a flezzy jacket is still on, her handcuffs are still there, her sheriff's badge is still there, and there's a big bit of police tape across her chest to warn the motorists here. Now, this was the idea of the family of Kate and Mark Hillier to join me here. Just remind us of the story about PCSPD.
Well, it all started off Moorsham Village Show. They had an entrance for scarecrows. One of the criteria was to have the most visible one, and we thought about it. We were having issues with speeding people, and we thought we could combine the two things. So we built the scarecrow, my two little boys and myself. We built and placed it here to slow down traffic, and also because we were very competitive and we wanted to win in the show, which we did. But
so she's Miss Moorsham 2011.
That's it, yeah, pretty much. But yeah, I mean, it has made a difference, made a positive action. People originally, when we first put her up, there was a lot of scarecrows in the village, and you know, people were stopping to look at various scarecrows, so it made a difference in that respect. And we decided, because of the positive action that that made, that we would then leave her up for a bit longer and see how long it would go. And it's continued to make a positive action. I think with the increased media coverage that we've had over the last few weeks, she's grown legs and started to travel out herself really now. And we went to a meeting last night with the local council with the idea of trying to move the 30 zone 100 yards out the village, so people would slow down as they entered the village rather than on the village itself. That was quite positive. We're going to wait and see what happens from that one. But all in all, she's been, you know, a really positive role model in Moorsham.
So, Kate, you live, you know, just a few yards away from the edge of the village. How big a problem is it, especially when you've got two young boys, to have, you know, traffic going too fast as they go past your house?
It's absolutely ridiculous. Some days it feels like a racetrack. It's quite frightening because we don't let the boys play out the front anyway. We, you know, we are trying to be responsible parents, but they are getting to the stage now where they want to ride the bikes or want to go and see the friends or even just walk in the dark. And, you know, just even walking on the pavement can sometimes be quite threatening because of the speed of some of the cars.
So what have the council promised to do?
Well, they're going to look into moving the 30 mile per hour sign back towards, well, at least 100 yards towards the Moorsham sign as you're coming in. It's early days. We can't guarantee whether or not that's actually going to happen. I mean, that's the immediate thing that we want to happen. Ultimately, we want to just try and slow up traffic. So if we could have kind of flashing signs to asking people to slow down as well, that would be, you know, an absolute positive. But it is early days.
I know, Mark, you're not keen to have some of the to have installed some of the other things that people have to lower speed, such as speed humps and bumps and speed cameras and those kind of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really picturesque village on the edge of the North Yorkshire Moors, and I think it would be spoilt by having, you know, too much on the road, speed bumps, rumble strips and various other things. I think just a subtle change in what we've got, you know, we're not asking for everything to be done. What we're asking is just for a slight change to see if that makes a difference, and then we'll sort of go from there, really. So ideally, the simplest thing would be to move the sign. Now, I know there's a lot of legislation and red tape involved in that, but we're going to wait and see over the next few weeks what happens, and hopefully the council will see sense and just say, yeah, we'll move that up there 100 yards, and we'll see a positive difference from that. If we don't, then, you know, we can reassess from there and see what to do from there. But I'd personally think that speed bumps and lots of writing on the road would be a negative thing for the village.